So my name is Katarina Rothhorn. It is September 11th, 2022, and I'm recording from Marquette, Michigan.
My name is Hayden Brzezowski, and I'm also in Marquette, Michigan.
And we are here with Ash. Thanks for doing this interview with us. Could you please state your first and last name, pronouns, and current location?
Hi, so this is Ash Davis. I use she/her pronouns, and I'm currently in Texas, Paris, Texas, technically.
Awesome. Let's go to your childhood. When and where were you born?
I was born in Michigan. I think it's Commerce Township, so downstate. I'm a troll.
Did you grow up there as well?
Yeah, I grew up there, and then I didn't leave until I went to NMU.
And can you talk a little bit what your childhood was like and sort of like your family dynamic?
So my family dynamic was pretty rough. I feel like I kind of had a difficult childhood. I think my parents didn't really know what to do with an ADHD kid. And so it was a big struggle trying to figure out how I was going to get what they wanted done, but also just exist as a person. So I don't know. I have like really good memories, but I also have a lot of sad memories, I guess. So yeah, that's how that went.
Yeah, for sure. I totally hear that. I also have ADHD. Can you talk about your identity and how you identified as a child? Was that something you even thought about beyond having ADHD?
Yeah, I definitely felt different. I for a really long time had no idea like what even word I was searching for, but I remember from like a very young age, like even in like by second grade, I feel like a lot of girls were having crushes on boys, and I was just very confused, and I just did not feel the same way. And so I didn't really start to figure things out until later, but I knew from like pretty early on that like I was gonna do things differently, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. And how do you currently identify?
As pansexual and demisexual.
Excellent.
Awesome. So, why did you choose to go to NMU?
I wanted to get far away from my family. And also, I still love Michigan. And I used to sometimes go up to Mackinac Island. So, it was like kind of near that. But also, I was originally going to study zoology. And then I was trying to find a university that had a zoology program. So Northern was one of the ones that did. So that's pretty much like both those reasons for why I chose Northern.
What were some of your initial impressions of like Marquette as a whole and NMU more specifically?
So I went for a visit, and within that visit, I was like, oh, yep, love this place. This is awesome. Everyone's so nice. Like, it just seemed like a really welcoming place and just like a really beautiful area. And I guess everyone on campus was really friendly too. And I don't know, it just seemed like so official. I was kind of nervous to go there, but like also very ready for it.
Did it feel really different from your hometown?
It did because I feel like where I went to like Yeah, where I went to high school downstate, we had three high schools on one campus. So we had 9,000 kids. So it felt like NMU was like an equivalent size, but I always thought college would be like a lot bigger. But I know that I chose a smaller school. So it felt different because it felt smaller, but also like a like not too crowded, I guess.
That's great. Do you think attending school in a fairly rural community like NMU impacted your experience, like your collegiate experience, especially compared, if you can imagine going to a school in a more urban area?
I think it did, but also I think it was what I needed.
Hmm.
I feel like with the high school that I went to, because there were so many kids in multiple high schools, it kind of felt like I never found a super good fit at the school. But I feel like with Northern, sorry if you see my cat, she's like literally right here. I felt with Northern, it was small enough that I felt like I could find my place there. So I don't know. It's just I'm so grateful for it.
I'm so happy to hear that. What year
Yeah.
did you graduate from NMU and what degree?
2015, and it was a bachelor's of science. I was a bio major and an anthro minor.
Yes.
Nice. What was your relationship with your identity, like your sexual orientation, while you're at NMU?
So it's like really confusing because when I, like in high school, I was like, I think I might be gay. Like something's going on here. And then it wasn't until college, my first roommate was bi. And so I was like, oh, wait, I think I'm that. So I like started off straight and I was like, I'm definitely bi. And then I had a short period where I was like, oh, no way, I'm a lesbian. And then I was like, no, I'm bi. So it was like a whole journey. And it really took like the whole time until I graduated for me to be like, oh, no, wait, okay, pansexual is a thing. That feels like it fits. It doesn't feel like I'm really still searching for something. Like it just felt the most like appropriate, I guess. I don't know.
Did school then like impact your coming out experience if you've come out that type of thing, or how did that go?
I feel like it didn't impact me negatively. I feel like some of my friends had a harder time with experiences in the dorms. One of my best friends is a guy, and I feel like he also kind of went through the same journey. And I worry that it was kind of a different experience than mine, but I feel like sometimes it's easier as a woman to try and express sexuality. So I feel like everyone was really accepting at Northern. I did sometimes go to the Queers and Allies group. So there's also that as like a opportunity to try and get, like into a friend group that kind of was more accepting or like just super inclusive. But I don't know, it just felt like it gave me a space to like meet really cool people that were open-minded and kind of just like try and figure things out.
Yeah.
So it was pretty easy for you then to find like people.
Thankfully, yeah. Honestly, like I have some friends that I met in the dorm and we're still really close friends to this day. And so it's weird because I like don't know how I got so lucky to have met them and like just have found such good people. I don't know. Yeah, it was because of them, I feel like it was easy.
Fantastic. You briefly mentioned going to Queers and Allies on campus. Were there any other things that you were involved with at your time at Northern?
Sadly, not really. I did try the, I think it was, oh God, I can't remember if it was like a zoology club. I
Okay.
don't know if it was a biology club. I'm not sure what it was called. I tried that. I didn't feel like I really fit with that. Eventually I joined the anthropology club and that felt like a better fit. But I didn't really go to the Q&A club very much. Weirdly enough, I almost felt like I wasn't gay enough to be in the club or to like find someone that I could like closely relate to. I felt like everyone there knew themselves so well. Maybe even if they didn't at the time, it seemed like they did. And so I just felt kind of like I had to figure it out in a different way, like in my own space. So it's like kind of weird.
No, that's totally valid. Like, I think a lot of people feel similarly. Can you talk about
Yeah.
any specific stories that come to mind from your time on campus? Any experiences or memories that stand out to you?
I think just hanging out with friends, like in between classes, after class, after work, going to parties once I was 21. And just like spending time in nature. I feel like the lake is a super healing place that I didn't know I needed. And just having time and space to, I don't know, just figure things out and grow as a person. It's like, yeah, I feel like most of my memories make me think of doing stuff with my friends up there.
Fantastic. Do you feel like you kind of explored your sexuality throughout college, or was it kind of a, like a thing on the back burner for you that you kind of were discovering?
I think it was kind of both. Like, I was definitely exploring it, but because I always feel like I have to have like a pretty like deep connection with someone.
Yep.
It was kind of, yeah, it was kind of like a like I would try and see if there are people that I was interested in, but if it didn't happen, I wasn't super upset or focus on. It was kind of just like going with the flow, trying to figure it out.
Fantastic. And it sounds like you had a really positive experience, which is fantastic. But do you remember experiencing any homophobia or other like explicit or implicit kind of, I'm gonna say, hatred or microaggressions while in Marquette?
There were definitely like memories that I have from hearing people talk about my friends in terms of like homophobic comments. I never really felt like, well, I guess there was an instance where I got my tongue pierced just because I wanted to have my tongue pierced. And one of the people that lived in the dorm with me made a comment about like, oh, you're just doing that for other women. And I'm like, that's really not something I ever thought about, but okay. I feel like there were little comments over time that looking back were definitely homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anything was ever said really directly to me besides that like one comment about a tongue piercing. But I have also heard like while I was at Northern that there were instances of people who were out and gay getting into like physical altercations downtown. So that was something I like knew could be a possibility, but kind of thought that it might not be something I end up experiencing. Overall, I knew that outside of Marquette, the UP is somewhat closed-minded in terms of sexuality, not the most inclusive space for people who are trying to question their sexuality. So I just kind of tried to stay inside of Marquette. I mean, I did explore other places, but I don't know. I kind of always kept it like in the back of my mind that like not everywhere I go, like might I be fully accepted or my friends might not be fully accepted. So it was there, but it didn't probably affect us daily, I guess I would say.
No. Yeah. Thank you.
You kind of briefly touched about on your experience with housing and your roommates and stuff like that. Can you maybe elaborate and share a little bit more about your experience with housing as like your student?
Oh, I am like extremely grateful for the dorms. I feel like as an only child and someone who was trying to figure out trauma and like how to deal with that, I needed to be around other people who were just living in different ways and had different hobbies and I don't know, just different interests. It was like really eye-opening and like healthy for me to just live around so many different people. I feel like I got extremely lucky again that my roommate was openly talking about how they were bi, and I felt like I didn't really have to worry about having a safe place in the dorms, thankfully.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I know I sort of asked a similar question like this earlier, but are there any like specific stories of the LGBTQ plus community that stands out to you during your time on campus, or experiences or memories that have kind of shaped the way you remember the queer community at NMU?
Oh, that's hard. Also, sorry if I'm like rambling and like not actually answering the question.
Rambling is perfect. Your experience is what we're trying to capture. Yeah.
Okay. I'm really trying to like think about everything. I feel like the takeaway that I have, or like the overall memory that I have, was that like I feel like the queer community was very accepting and like welcoming. I just felt like I was trying to figure out if I was actually a part of it in like a weird way. But I besides going to like a few meetings, I'm not sure I have any specific like memories. I'm trying to think of like the pride events that we had like during the summer were after I graduated, or if they were happening like right as I was graduating. I think it might have been after, so I can't exactly like tie that to my experience at Northern. It's like just when I lived there after, but I don't know. I felt like it was a small queer community, but it it like really mattered that it was there. And I feel like even though I didn't really click with many people that were involved, I still felt like better knowing that there was a community there and, you know, they were just there, I guess.
Absolutely. Yeah. And honestly, like you're, as you are a queer person, and so your entire experience, whether it's related to Queers and Allies or whatnot, is a super valid experience. So honestly, it doesn't have to be queer related. If there's a story or experience that also stands out to you that's not like you participating in Pride or like a queer led event, that's also totally valid. Like, feel free to just share what reminds you of your Northern experience, whether it's like stereotypically queer or not, if that makes sense, because your
Yeah, okay.
experience is like, we want your whole
Just
to try
still,
to capture that as possible. So if there's anything like that that stands out, don't try to be like, okay, Pride events or that sort of thing.
okay.
Your entire experience, like the parties that you went to, if there's one that stands out or like those sorts of things, if you're comfortable sharing them, we'd love to hear about just your experience as much as that stands out to you as possible.
Okay, so I thought of two things while you were saying that.
Fantastic.
One of them, so while I was in college, there was a Macklemore concert in Wisconsin. I can't remember what city it was, but it wasn't super far away because we made it back to class the next day, which was like incredible. But that was during the time where he made, and I think Mary Lewis made the same love song, and it was super big. And so we made like t-shirts, and I was just so excited because I felt like it was becoming more popular to be able to talk about being gay and queer. And it just felt like, I don't know, it felt like things were kind of changing. I also remember voting for Obama while I lived in the dorms. And I just remember thinking, like, I don't know, things feel slightly different, like in a really positive way. And then another memory I just realized I had. So I did go to a party where there were like a bunch of people. And there was someone that said they like liked my hair, like my outfit or something. And then afterwards she was like, oh, no homo though. And I like it's like so weird because I feel like we're so past that, like that phrase. And I like have a shirt now that says no hetero because I think it's like the funniest thing ever.
Yes.
But it's like weird to look back and be like, oh yeah, like that happened to me at a time when that was just such a normal thing to say. Like I guess she was afraid of like me thinking that she might be gay. Meanwhile, I was really like, oh, I think I have a crush on her. So it was just like a little comment that I was like, oh damn, it's like maybe in a future time that would have just been like totally normal and I would have felt comfortable saying like, oh, you don't have to say no homo, because actually I mean homo. Like so yeah, it just little things like that, I guess I remember.
Those were great. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Awesome. How has your experience at NMU impacted your life since graduating?
Oh, that's like hard to say. I feel like I'm just still very grateful that I went to NMU. I became really close with one of the anthropology professors who still teaches there. And he was a big help in getting me started in archaeology because I'm an archaeologist. And so I still keep in touch with him regularly. And I feel like getting to know like a professor and like kind of really trying to talk about like future jobs and just like, I don't know, connecting in that way has been really important. And I feel like maybe I wouldn't have been able to do that at a bigger school. I'm sure it happens, but I just am not sure if I maybe would have had the same experience elsewhere. So I think just the smaller class sizes and being able to like really connect with professors made me feel like I could actually take what I was studying and find a job in it and maybe still reach out to them if I needed to for like advice or, you know, it didn't have to be like once you graduated, you were done and you were cut off and like that was it. And it feels very like I could still go visit, and I do when I have time and I can travel across the country. It still feels like a place that I can like kind of like catch up with almost, or a school that I can catch up with.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What wisdom would you like to share with current queer students?
Okay, so I think this was one of the questions that you put in like the notes of the email. And I think this is part of why I decided to do this.
Cool.
I feel like what I want to say is if you don't have it figured out, you're not supposed to have it figured out. And you might not have it figured out for like a long time or maybe ever, but it doesn't like change your path, I guess. Like you're still gonna figure it out as you're supposed to.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much. Is there
Yeah.
anything else we didn't touch on or anything that comes to mind that you would like to share?
I don't know. I think that's, I feel like you guys touched on a lot. Yeah,
Fantastic.
I think that's all I have to say for that.
Well, thank you so much for meeting with us today. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having this. I think it's really cool, and like I was kind of nervous about the video thing because I just it's like weird to think about people looking at you from like the future and being like, oh, that's what, like I just can't even like wrap my head around that. So I don't know, it felt kind of weird, but I think like this is really important, and I think it's going to mean a lot to people who either know themselves really well or don't yet, or are just like allies and just care. And I just proud of you guys.
Thank you so much.